Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Good morning, Kelly.
Happy Saturday.
Oh, thank you. Happy Saturday to you guys, too. I have a group session today to talk about, and it is over Zoom. Cameras were on, so I can see where everybody is, and there's several cameras. This is a large group of people, and I find out at the very beginning that it's one family, and that the person that called, and I'm going to give her the name Dom, and I would put her in her, I'd say maybe mid-20s. And as I see the different camera screens, she introduces and says, okay, I'm in this screen and with me is my mom. So she'll say something like that. And beside me is one of my brothers and his wife. And they have a couple of kids, but they're in the house, but they're not going to be present like this. So then the next group of people say, I'm so-and-so, and I get to meet the family. So it takes a few minutes to go through. And then Dom says to me, I'm the spokesperson. She says, I'm the one that's going to kind of monitor everybody. She says, because it's a large group. And what we're really all looking for is one particular thing today. And she says, we really want to connect with my dad. We're hoping that you can reach him. And we know, because some of us listen to your podcast show. She says, not all of us do, but she says, some of us understand what you're going to do through consent. She says, so we're all ready for the consent process. She says, we know you're going to go through each of the rooms. So she goes, go ahead. And then what we are all looking for is connecting with my father. So we did the consent for each of the Zoom rooms. And then her dad comes in and he says to me, okay, he says, I've been passed for 3 years. And he said, I died on vacation. And he said, and I had a massive heart attack. And he said, and there was no resuscitating me, nothing. He says, I just literally hit the floor. And he says, and I was just gone. And he goes, I'm grateful for that kind of death. And he says, so I just want to start because you're looking for facts. And he says, this is pretty easy facts to give the way I passed. And he goes, and then I'm going to talk about my personality in the family. And he says, that's what my daughter Dom is really wanting in this session. And he says, and I'm very prepared, he says, to talk about my behavior. And another fact, he says, is that when I passed, he says, both my parents had already passed before me. He says, so they greeted me when I crossed over. He said, I can also say that I have brothers and sisters. And he goes, and I have quite a large family. I've got some brothers and sisters that are still on earth. And he goes, but I also have some brothers and sisters that have passed over. So he goes, so you can say that I was met by brother, sister, both parents. And he goes, that's going to be accurate. And then I've got some on earth. So he goes, you can start with all that. So I did. And his daughter, Dom, said, that's all perfect. She goes, that's great. She goes, what else does he have to say to us? And he says, what Dom is looking for today is my behavior. And he goes, so I'm going to describe my personality. He said, Karen, I was not a nice person. He said, I was very much like my own father. And he said, I went through life basically never getting any of my needs met because in the home that I grew up in, it was meet dad's needs. And he goes, and my mom acquiesced to my dad. And he said, and she kept the peace in the family. And so she taught us how to keep the peace. So he said, I grew up believing I didn't want to be anything like my own father. And he said, but I also, in the, like the very core of me, was that I could hardly wait to be an adult so that I could do what I wanted. And he said, so I grew up with this big idea all through my life that once I left the house, I was going to live my own life on my own freaking terms, not thinking that that's exactly what my own father was doing. And he goes, and somehow I thought that holding that belief was going to mean that I was going to be different than my dad. He goes, and then I got married, had children, and he says, and right from the beginning of that relationship with their mom, who's sitting right here in a Zoom room right now with Dom, like I did the same thing that my dad did. He said, I had massive temper tantrums to get my way all the time in the house. And he said, I had temper tantrums that even if the kids were having temper tantrums, I had bigger ones than the kids. He goes, we had teenagers. He goes, we had many teenagers in the house. He goes, teenagers have temper tantrums to get their way. He says, that's part of individuation. And he says, and as parents, we were supposed to teach them skills so that they didn't have to have temper tantrums to get their way. We were supposed to teach them what's called emotional regulation. And he said, but my entire core belief through my whole life was to be as dysregulated as possible. Because if I was the most dysregulated person in the room, people were meeting my needs. And that made me the spinning image of my own father. And he said, but I did not want to see that at all. And he said, so he says, this is the behavior that I had. He said, my wife knows this. And he says, all of the kids know it. He says, my grandkids know it. He says, everybody present is ready to hear this come out of my mouth. He says, and everybody has bated breath, like, am I going to show up? Am I actually going to be able to have learned lessons since I've passed over on the other side to be able to come through today and to finally tell the truth? So he says, I want to be able to acknowledge all of this today. He says, I've worked really hard for the last, what humans would think is 3 years. On the other side, time is not the same. He says, we don't have time. He says, you don't spend an allotment of time doing something. And he says, but I need to come through and be able to say who I was and how I behaved. And he says, and I really want to apologize to my wife because she hated the fact that I was like my father, and she didn't want to see that she was my mother. She didn't want to see that she had become her mother-in-law. That wasn't a goal in her life, but we did. And he said, because I gave her no options. He said, and I want to come through to apologize. He says, because she did not want to be my mother. And she fought it. She did everything that she could think of for decades not to be like my mom. And eventually, he says, fatigue, eventually keeping the peace, eventually, you know, you do your fight, you do your struggle, you stand up for your kids, you do something. He says, and she just eventually just gave up little by little. He says, I just chipped away at her. And he goes, and that's really what I'm trying to point out today, is the chipping away at her slowly over the decades, where she sees it sometimes and she thinks, it's just this feeling inside of her. And I could see that she was in that feeling. And I did nothing to acknowledge that that was the dying of her soul. I just thought, I'm winning. I'm getting what I want. He says, so I need you to be my voice to be able to say that. So I said, okay. Now, he doesn't say anything to me, Kelly, about how anybody's going to respond to this. He just says to do this. So I do. I said exactly how he said it. And I even tried to describe the feelings that I felt. And his wife folds her arms across her chest and she says, no, 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 no. No, no, no. And she gets up and Dom puts her hands on her mom like, Mom, please sit down. Please, please sit. And then the man that's sitting on the other side, I think it was her brother, says, mom, please sit. Dad, like, we've all been waiting a long time for this. Like, don't go anywhere. And then you see him kind of like quickly say it and then give up and go, okay, whatever. So you see him make a leaning in, her son. And then you see him making a very quick, yeah, I'm not going to hold her here if she doesn't want to be here for this. And I see where Dom sees her brother make an effort and finish the effort and just sit there accepting whatever mom's going to do. And I see Dom replicating her brother like in split seconds. And I see the mom stand up. She leaves, so I don't see where she goes. But she does come back in very quickly, like in all this little exchange. I don't mean like 10 minutes later. It all happens very quickly where she gets up and walks out, but comes right back in and sits down. And she says to me, this is not, you're not channeling. This is not a medium. She says, this is all bullshit. She says, and you're just here to shit all over me. She says, and how dare you? And she's like really going at me. And how dare you? You do not know me. You do not know this family. And her son says, exactly, mom. Exactly, mom. And she turns around and she looks at her son and she goes, just shut up. Just shut up. She goes, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing defending this woman? Like, I'm your mom. And he says, no. He says, you have pointed out that this woman doesn't know us. You're the one that's pointed it out. And he goes, so think about it. How did she know that dad died of a heart attack? How did she know on vacation? How did she know to describe grandma and grandpa? How did she know to describe dad to a tee, mom?
Yeah, but she's in denial that that was his behavior. So she's saying you're wrong.
Yes.
And the son is saying exactly, like you've got it exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's now in a conversation with him. And she says, I am not going to stand here and listen to your father apologize to me in front of the entire family, because that's going to mean that I was at fault all of those years.
Yeah.
But that's what she says.
So her tantrum is understandable in that she is feeling humiliated. She's feeling shame. So I'll throw a tantrum to distract from the fact that I am feeling these uncomfortable emotions.
Yep.
Because, I mean, the alternative is to turn to her children that are all on the screens and say, I'm sorry for not being the adult in the room while your father was the child.
Yes.
The bigger child than all of you.
Yep. So this son just lets his mom say all of these things. And I see him hold her hand. I see him just sit there and reach out and take her hand that's closest to him. And I just see him playing with her fingers, like just holding it. And then I see his sister Dom move closer, because there had been a space between the two of them where she had been sitting. And I see her move beside her brother, and I see her hold her mom's other hand. Doesn't say a word. Dom is just sitting there, just so they're both holding their mom's hand like this.
Trying to soothe her.
Yeah. And there's silence for a while in there, Kelly, and I say nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then listening to her husband, and he says, oh, this is good. She's trying to figure out if she's still in a marriage to me, or, and it's been 3 years since I've been dead, so is she still carrying on that marriage, or is she actually going to jump in and now be with her children? So he goes, we need to be quiet. And he goes, so what are you doing, Karen? And I said, I'm doing as much energy healing as I can. I said, I'm hoping that if I can do some energy work here, combined with what you've done, combined with everything that Dom and your son are trying to do, because they're contributing with all of their own energy, that she's going to hit a point here and that she's going to turn a switch and realize that she really wants to be part of her family. And it is a time for change. And that maybe this is exactly what this whole session is really all about. And he goes, oh, it is. It's exactly why Dom has organized it. So I was very quiet. And there's quiet going on in there. But you could hear a little bit of talking, but I couldn't make out what was being said. So I didn't say anything for a little while. And I'd have to say that probably went on for maybe 3-4 minutes. And then she turned around and sat between the two of them. Dom moved back over and they continued to touch her. Now, and I don't recall in detail if it was to keep holding her hand, but I saw like their hands like on her lap. And she said to me, okay. She says, I'm going to listen to a little bit more. She says, I'm going to sit here. She says, I think I'm just going to be quiet for a little bit and you go ahead and he can say what he wants to the kids.
No apology for calling you a bullshitter.
Nothing. And Dom says to me, okay, Karen, like, I'll just see if anybody has any questions or whatever, or does Dad want to speak? So there's a little bit of like lack of control, I suppose, like
lack of direction.
Yeah, like they're all kind of floundering there with Mom, right? And the dad comes in and he says, I want to talk to Dom. He says, she has organized all of this. And he says, out of all of our children, Dom is single. She has no children. She has not been married. She does not have a partner. She is very single. And she's putting in all of this work to organize this. She's putting in all kinds of work in life, reading books, taking therapy, like doing all kinds of things in order to figure out what's really going on and what's wrong with the family. And that she's really working super hard. And he says she's the one that organized the call. She's the one that has saved all the money to pay for the group session. She did everything to reach out to all of her brothers and sisters and sisters-in-law to ask them to come when many of them did not want to because they didn't want to hear from me. Some of them don't want to hear from her. Some of them didn't want to have anything to do with the two of us. And so she really had to do a ton of work to speak to every single person that's present to say, this is an opportunity to hear from Dad. This is an opportunity for change. What if this is the moment that Mom actually gets to hear from Dad and there's growth here? And yet Dom can't guarantee to a single person that Dad's going to come through and be able to say what his real behavior was and apologize and do the things that he needs to do. Like he says, she has put so much effort into all of these relationships and this hope for the family. And she doesn't want it to be a false hope. She's really trying to help each of them heal. And she's trying to give her mom an opportunity to really look at her life and go, that was definitely messed up and I'm not proud of it and I feel shame about it. But I see what you're doing and I would like to be here for what could be today and our future. Could you tell her that? He says, could you just say all of that, please? So I did. I said, Dom, your dad wants to talk to you. This is what he wants to say. And I said every single thing that he said to her through me. And she sat there and her brother got up and walked around and sat beside her instead of on the other side of Mom. And he put his hands and he held her hands. And I heard him say to her, Dom, you can't take it all on for the whole family, but thank you for loving us and trying. So I'm willing to go to therapy with you, even though maybe nobody else in the family wants to. He goes, so I'm willing to. Are you good if what comes out of today is that you and I can do this together and that you and I can figure out how to go forward and have friendship and be brother and sister and figure out all the shit Dad and Mom did that pitted us against each other? Are you good if we get that out of today? And she said, yes. And then mom blew me right out of my chair, Kelly, because she turned to Dom and said, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And I thought, okay, is this going to be like an outright attack? I know what you're doing. Or is she going to get something? And the mom says, Dom, I'm so sorry. She says, I know what you're doing. She says, you've been talking about generational trauma. She says, you've been coming and talking about grandma and grandpa. You've been talking about my parents. You've been talking about how I did not live my life like my mom and dad, and that I became like grandma, your dad's mom. And she says, and that was so hurtful to me. And she says that I didn't want to see that I did. And she says, but all along you've been right that I did. And she says, and I've been having my own temper tantrums like your father has had all of his temper tantrums. And she says, so now I've just become your dad. And she says, and that's just an absolutely horrible thing to do, given that I don't need to be your father in order for you guys to love me. She says, and so what I'm seeing is that you are figuring out a way to break all this trauma. And she says, and I'm just understanding just a little bit of it because of TikTok. And she says, and I'm understanding just a little bit of it because of Instagram, because some of the stuff is coming into my feed. And she says, I'm starting to understand what you're doing and what you're trying to break. And she says, and because of some of the stuff I've been watching and on YouTube too, she says, I'm starting to understand that your generation is trying to break all of this stuff, and that you're asking your brothers and sisters and your in-laws and the whole family to do it with you. She says, and some of them won't because I babysit their kids. And she says, I see that I'm the problem. And she goes, and this is what I'm learning, is that your dad's passed for 3 years and dad has still been the problem because I've become your dad. And I'm the problem. She goes, I'm just the whole problem here. And she goes, so I'm willing to do it. She says, I'm willing to keep watching the videos. She goes, and I think I'll get to therapy. She says, I'll start with reading the books. She goes, and I'm following some of these psychiatrists on YouTube that have books. I've seen them. She goes, I understand, and I get it that you can listen to books online. She goes, I get it now. She goes, I'm young enough to understand and download these apps and do this shit. It's my responsibility. She goes, to do my own work and stop behaving this way with all these tantrums. She goes, and I understand that what Karen and your dad have been trying to say is that a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's the temper tantrums, which is called a dysregulation. And her daughter says, yeah, mom, emotional dysregulation. She goes, that's the word. And she goes, well, I'm understanding that the temper tantrums are all the emotions, and the dysregulation is that I let those get out of control so that I have control. Right? And her son got up and hugged her. And it was wonderful. And then they sat back down, and there was still so much silence from all the other Zoom rooms. It was just really, really quiet. It's really like there was all of these different screens, but it was all happening really in one. And Dom says, does dad have anything else to say? And he says, well, I would just keep reiterating to your mom how sorry I am that I didn't choose to do any of this. And truth be told, had I stayed alive, I wasn't going to. And he says, and that my death actually has been her big opening to be able to choose to do it, because she has the freedom to now. And that she has a family around her that wants her to, and for the most part. And he says, I just really wanted to come in today to apologize, to say that I treated her this way, and I'm sorry I did. And that I treated all of you this way, including all of my, all of the sons-in-laws and daughter-in-laws and my grandkids. He goes, I had temper tantrums over my grandkids' temper tantrums. He goes even over like a 2-year-old's. He goes, and I know you guys were all talking about me. He goes, I know that you guys even said those things about me. He goes, and the fact that I didn't even care says to what degree I was selfish. And he says, so I'm trying to say today that I'm so sorry about that degree of selfishness. And he goes, makes sense to me. I had a heart attack. He goes, it makes sense to me that I just literally, it just stopped and I just fell to the floor. He goes, it makes total sense. And he goes, so I want to say I'm sorry. And I want to say that I hope for my family, especially for my wife, that she gets to live the next several decades of her life, living the life that she really wanted to live all along before I whittled away who she really was. This is going to be her own journey back to her own soul and to truly who she really was when I met her. He goes, and I'm so excited for my wife to be able to do that journey back to herself now. He goes, without me. And I'm only sorry that it took my death to give her the opportunity to be herself. I'm sorry I stole that from her. He goes, that's what I'm here to say today. And that brings us to the end of the time with the family. And I will say that at the end of the session, you know, if anybody's listening and you made the comment earlier, did she apologize? No, not to me. There was nothing said to me about her, about what she said. She just thanked her daughter, Dom, for booking the appointment. That was it.
Well, one change at a time, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right, Kelly.
Well, thank you. That's a lot of direction for one family to choose to take or choose not to.
Yes, it is.
And that's a, well, like he said, for his wife, it's an opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.